evening. Tonight is a very special day on the Jewish calendar. Chaf Gimel Sivan is mentioned in Megillas Esther. In fact, the only time the word Sivan is mentioned in Tanakh is concerning this day. But the Pasuk tells us, Ayukoru Soifre HaMelech Bo'ez Hahi B'Chodesh HaShlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan B'Shloisha V'Esrim Bo'i V'Yikosei K'chol HaShert Siva Mordechai. This was the second batch of letters that was sent out by Ahasuerus at the request of Mordechai and Esther to enable the Jews to defend themselves. This was therefore a day connected to the Nahapoichu, Asher Yishlatu Ayehudim Hema B'Sineihem, which that phrase comes right after this. In fact, the Rekeach tells us that this pasuk that talks about today's date, tonight, tomorrow, is the longest pasuk in Tanakh. Chav Gimel Sivan, which we should merit to be Zaycha, that we should experience this in our time too, especially as we enter now and get ready for the month of Tammuz. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Tammuz. Tammuz is a difficult month for Klal Yisrael. Tammuz is under the domain of Esav, as it says in Zohar. Tammuz is when the Egel, the sin of the Egel, was committed. In Tammuz, the Meraglim, as we're going to see here in this parasha, most of the traveling of the Meraglim took place in the month of Tammuz. And in fact, as Sfarim say, that's one of the reasons why they sinned, because of the Zman. The Zman was Goreim. The fact that it was in Tammuz and not in a different month, perhaps if it would have been in a different month, they would not have sinned. The fact that it was Tammuz, which was already destined for Peronius, it was already the month in which they had made the Egel. That itself lent a hand in the Yerida of the Meraglim. And then Tammuz becomes the month in which the Luchais were broken, the month in which the Yerushalayim, the wall around Yerushalayim, was breached, the month in which, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, Hapustim has burnt the Sefer Torah, and Menashe set up an Avod Zorah in the Beis HaMikdash. All in Tammuz. The parsha usually that takes us into the month of Tammuz is Shlach. The name of the parsha is Shlach. Shlach means shlichus, mission. What does the name of the parsha, Shlach, which we know that the name of a parsha is the essence of the parsha, and every pasuk in the parsha is a pasuk in Parshas Shlach, even though only the first part of the parsha speaks about the shlichus of the Meraglim. The name of the parsha, though, tells us that this is a parsha of shlichus. What is the idea of shlichus, which every year is a shliach of Hashem, every year is sent to this world on a mission? And that we learn in this parsha, as we'll see. What does Shlach have to do with Tammuz, besides that the Meraglim, most of their journey was in Tammuz? What does it have to do with the month of Tammuz that is approaching? That this Shabbos is Mevarchim HaChodesh Tammuz. There's a dispute, as we've been mentioning recently, between the Svarim as to which Shevet corresponds to each month. The Arizal tells us that Tammuz is Reuven, which we discussed in previous years by Arichus. There's another opinion, that's the opinion of the Ariz Dvash. The Ariz Dvash says that Tammuz is Naphtali. And he makes an interesting connection, and he says, just very few words, he says, Tammuz is Naphtali, of whom it says, Ayola Shlucha. So he connects Tammuz, which is the month in which the Meraglim was sent by Moshe Rabbeinu. They were sent Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz Chaf Tes Sivan into Eretz Yisrael to spy Naphtali Ayola Shlucha. What does that have to do with Tammuz, just because the word shlucha appears in the bracha of Yaakov to Naftali, is that a reason why the month of Tammuz corresponds to Naftali? There's also, in this parasha, other topics besides the Meraglim. And right after the Torah talks to us about the Meraglim in detail, Vayadabra Hashem al Moshe Leim, Vayadabra al Bnei Yisrael, Vyomata Aleihem, Ki Sovayu el Eretz Moshe Vaseichem. When you come to the land of your dwelling, this was a nechama, this was consolation to Klal Yisrael, that although the Meraglim were punished, and the entire generation, that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, Biser lohem sheyichnusu la'aretz. He let them know good news. The Besura Toiva was that they will enter Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says this is the connection of the parasha of Nesachim to the story of the Meraglim. But there's also the topic of the Nesachim. It's not just the Besura Toiva that they're going into Eretz Yisrael, the next generation is going, or this generation will go in the future. As different interpretations, exactly what does this mean? Because we know they did not go into Eretz Yisrael. So we're referring to the next generation. There's more to it than just the Besura Toiva, because this is an entire topic. It's not just the Besura Toiva. It's a topic of what we call the Nesachim. Nesachim are libations, the pourings of wine, the flour and the oil on the Mizbeach, and the pouring of wine, the Nesach Yayin Reviyas Ahin, the Yayin La Nesach Reviyas Ahin, that was poured at the bottom of the Mizbeach, at the top of the Mizbeach, I'm sorry, they were at the Keren, they were on the corner of the Mizbeach, known as the Keren, there were two holes, looked like nostrils, Shnei Chaitmen, that in one water was poured on Sukkos, and in one they poured wine. That wine was actually poured together every day when they brought the Karban Tamid. And here the Torah is telling us that when one brings a Karban as a donation, not an obligation, but as a donation, he also has to bring with it what we call Nesachim. Clearly the fact that this is the first topic, the first mitzvah that is discussed after the story of the Meraglim, there's a connection between the topic of Nesachim to the story of the Meraglim. And what is that connection? The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Yedal Ramad Beis, Kol HaKoyre Kriyas Shema Beloy Tefillin. If someone lanes Shema without wearing tefillin, first the Gemara says, Ki ilu meyed edus sheker ba'atzmai. Rashi says, Lishna ma'aliyah nokat. It's like he's testifying falsely. Here he's saying, yet he's not wearing tefillin. Then the Gemara says, that if someone lanes the Shema with all the intentions and all the kavanos, and he's on an unbelievably high level of emunah b'Hashem and avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, etc., etc., without the wearing of the tefillin, says the Gemara, it's like as if he sacrificed a burnt offering without the flour offering that goes with it, or a peace offering, a zevach, without the libations, without the pouring of wine, which is discussed right here in Parashas Shlach. What does this Gemara mean? What does the connection between saying Shema without tefillin, or bringing a korban without pouring the wine on the Mizbeach? What do they have to do with one another? And again, what's this connection to the story of the Meraglim? The Torah then talks to us about the mitzvah of challah, the separation of challah, hafrashas challah, and then about the prohibition of idol worship, and the korbanos that have to be brought with one who worshipped idols inadvertently. And then the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim, who was Tzlovchad according to Chazal. He did it L'Shem Shamayim, to teach what will happen to those who desecrate the Shabbos. And then finally, the parasha of Tzitzis, the last topic, which is what we say together with Kriya Shema every day. Three parashiyot, Shema V'Hayim, Shema and Vayomer, which is the parasha of Tzitzis, which concludes with Ani Hashem Aleichem, Asher Etzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Li'yos Lachem Le'elokim, Ani Hashem Aleichem. Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say it even at night, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, as we read, as the Mishnah tells us in Brachos. So what do we make of all of this? The fact that this is the parasha that takes us from Sivan, the month of Matan Torah, into the month of Tammuz, which is a Yerida in Zman. And as we spoke in previous years, that in Tammuz, we were supposed to receive the Luchos. So Tammuz was really destined to be a month even greater than Sivan. Tammuz, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, was created with the letter Ches. Sivan was created with the letter Zayin. Clearly Tammuz has a potential for being greater than Sivan. Sivan is Zayin, Tammuz is Ches. And if we would have received those Luchos and not been impatient and not made an Egel, we would have received the first Luchos and we would have entered immediately into the Olam of Hashmini, the Olam of Ches, which is Tammuz was created with the letter Ches. We would have lived forever, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and Yomarti Elohim Atem. Tikon HaSholeim, Poskazu HaMoson, but we blew it, and it didn't happen. And instead, we fell subject, we fell under the realm of time and place, Zman U'Mokom. Tammuz is Rosh HaTevis, Tachas, Mokom U'Zman. Now we have to deal with the physical world. We have to deal with time and place. Torah is l'mayla min hazman. Torah is l'mayla min hamokim. The olam hashmini is not subject to time and place. Had we received the first luchos, that's what would have happened. Instead, Tammuz. We fell into the world of makom and zman. Tachas makom uzman. And there will be golus, there will be churban, Shikchas HaTorah, all because of that which happened in Tammuz, the first year. And then came the story of the Meraglim, which was also, even though they came back, Ches Av, and the actual story takes place, Tisha B'Av, Ayivko Am B'Layla, who was Tisha B'Av. But most of their journey was in Tammuz. As mentioned before, that was Goreim to the Chet. Chet HaMeraglim is the Hashlama of the Chet HaEgel. As Rashi tells us here, that it should have been 40 years, it's not really 40 years, it's 39 years, because the Gezeirah was already decided a year before. Rashi tells us that it started already by the Egel. Mishe Osu es ha-Egel, also Gezeirah zu b'machshava. Elo shehimten lehem ashe tismali sa-osam, we see clearly here that Egel and Meraglim go together. The Meraglim was the end of that which started as a result of Chet HaEgel. We also see here in Kapitel Kuvav of Tehillim, David HaMelech writes here, quote David HaMelech, "Vayimasu be'eretz chemd," they despised Eretz Yisrael, Leheminu Lidvarev, Aye Rognu Vaholehem, Leshama Bekail Hashem, and as a result, Vayisa Yodoylehem, Hashem swore, Lahapil Osam Bamidbar, that they will die in the desert. But then he adds, Ulahapil Zaram Bagoyim, Ulzaroysam Baratsois, and because of this, they're going to be scattered throughout all the nations. We see Chet HaMeraglim wasn't only for now, it was for the future. Because of this Chet, there's a Golos, and there will be other Golios till Mashiach comes, as hinted in the word Shlach, as the Baal HaTurim says, that Shlach is Shin Lamed Ches, 338. That was the year in which the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That happened many years later. What does that have to do with the Meraglim? It starts here. The Meraglim is the reason for all the future Chatoyim. It seems if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, they could have got away with the Egel too. Once the Meraglim, that finished them off, and that was it until Yemois HaMashiach. And that's why the Baal HaTurim is Merameis Churban in the word Shlach, that even to hint to us, to tell us that, as David HaMelech really says, until Mekuvav, that as a result of Chet HaMeraglim, we suffer Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. What was the Chet HaMeraglim? There's, of course, many interpretations what exactly their Chet was. What it says in Sifrei Chassidus, Balatani and Likutei Torah, others basically say the same thing, Shem Yishmuel, the Meraglim and that generation in general were very great people. It's impossible to learn otherwise. They were Dor Deya. They saw Elokus Begilui. They witnessed Matan Torah. They saw Nisim Gluyim. They saw the Mon come down every day. To say that it simply was that they questioned Hashem's capability to conquer the 31 nations in Eretz Yisrael is very difficult, although that is pshat. There must be a depth to it, and really the pshat and the depth and the soyd and the drush really go hand in hand. It's all really one idea. They complement one another. It's hard to learn the pshat without the drush, and certainly the drush without the pshat. But the pshat here is very difficult. There has to be a depth to it. And it's a continuation from the previous parasha. We read in the previous parasha that Hisavu Ta'ava, they had a desire for meat. And there too, the Sfarim say, it wasn't just that suddenly they wanted a hot dog, or suddenly they want to go and get a burger. We're dealing with a Dor Deya. They weren't steeped, as we are today, in Gashmias, in going from one restaurant to another and trying out every type of food that there is, as long as it's kosher. They weren't on that level, clearly not. What's Hisavu Ta'ava mean? They felt that their service of Hashem was not challenging enough. Every day the mon is spiritual, it's Lechem Abirim, there's no challenge to their Avodas Hashem. They wanted a taiva, they wanted that they should be able to eat normal meat, normal food with a Yetzirah, and they're going to conquer the Yetzirah, and they're going to elevate themselves, and they're not going to eat for the right reason. There was a lofty intention here. This wasn't just that they had a desire to eat meat. But they were punished for complaining severely. So they were confused as to what Hashem really wants from them. Does Hashem want them to be totally separated from the world? Or does Hashem want them to be involved in Gashmias? Or perhaps not? It seems not, because those who desired the Tava were wrong. And then the story with Miriam seems to also prove that, because Miriam complained that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, meaning that he separates from this world, he's a porush. She held that that's not right, but she's punished. She's in solitude. She has to go into solitary confinement for a week because she spoke negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and everyone has to wait for her, and it's considered Lashon Hara, and from there we learn out the severity of Lashon Hara. So it seems now that Moshe was right. Precious is the right derech. You see, Miriam is punished for talking negative about Moshe. They didn't hear the rest. They didn't hear that that's not for everyone. It's only for Moshe. They didn't hear that Hashem said to Miriam, to Aaron, Lo chein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'emon hu. And it's not for everyone. It's only he. Everyone else does have to live normal. These events confuse them. And so the Meraglim, who were also great Tzadikim, Kulam Anoshim, Roshei B'nai Yisrael, Hema, as the Pasuk says, Bo'isashok, Sheirim Hoyu, as Rashi brings from Chazal. Nesiim, Kol Nosi Bohem. They were leaders. They weren't just plain. They were leaders. Even the plain people in those days were great. They were leaders. They did not go to Eretz Yisrael to despise the land. They did not really, it's not like they believe that Hashem does not have the capability to help them conquer the 31 nations. As we mentioned in previous years, what it says in all the Sfarim, they were afraid of what it will do to them. They were afraid that if they lower themselves into the physical world, they will fall. Like the Nephilim, the giants who came from Shamayim, as the Pasuk says, V'sham ro'inu es ha-Nephilim, b'nei ha-Anok min ha-Nephilim. Look what happened to these Malachim. They were originally Malachim, as Rashi brings down. They were so great, they were spiritual, they were malachim, they came to this world because they claimed they can make it a better world. And look what happened to them. As soon as they came here, they became so materialistic, they fell. Not only they fell, they caused everyone else to fall. Because of them came the Mabul and all the other chatoyim, as we learned throughout Chumash and in Chazal. So therefore, they came to the conclusion that because they're on such a high level spiritually, it's dangerous for them to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is a land of physical, it's a land of physical beauty, it's too much materialism, all the fruits, look how large the fruits are here. After so many months of eating only spiritual food like man, we're so connected to Hashem, we're going to enter into this, we're going to start a new life, no more mud, no more clouds. We're going to have to deal with the outside world. We have to plummet into Gashmius and Arceus. That's not for us. We're better off if we stay here. We'll be able to serve Hashem better. Their intention was lofty. But that's not the Ratzon Hashem. The bottom line is that's not the Ratzon Hashem. And they're being punished because they're not listening to Ratzon Hashem. They're not being punished so much for their idea. They're being punished because that's not what Hashem wants right now. That was for the time they were by Har Sinai. Yes, for almost a year, you were supposed to be in this type of framework, no dealings with the outside world, surrounded by clouds, eating mun. Now it's time to go out. Now it's time to leave Har Sinai, and it's time to affect the outside world. Now it's time to deal with the physical and elevate the physical. Now it's time to go down. They didn't want to go down. They wanted to stay where they were. They did not want to go down, and they were afraid if they go down, they're going to stay down, and they're going to fall even worse, and they're going to sin. Eretz Eicheles Yoshvehohi, the land consumes its inhabitants. They, which the deeper interpretation is that we're going to be consumed by the Arceus. There's so much materialism here. It's going to affect us. It's going to ruin our levels of spirituality. Like what happened to the Nephilim is going to happen to us. Better if we stay in the Midbar, and there we can serve Hashem better. That was their mistake. Hashem sends the neshama down into this world on a shlichus, and that shlichus is that the neshama is put in a physical body. Of course the neshama would rather not have to enter the body. The neshama would rather stay in Gan Eden, among neshamas, among malachim, in close proximity to Hashem. But Hashem purposely sends us down into this low world, the world of ma'aseh, the oilam ha-ma'aseh, oilam ha-asiyah, what we have to do, where action counts. Not just think, but or speak, but do. There's machshava dibur ma'aseh. The Meraglim did not want to lower themselves into the oilam ha-ma'aseh, tell us this far. They didn't want to lower themselves into the world of action. They felt that it's sufficient that in their minds and their hearts they have the right kavanos. That's good enough to lower ourselves into the world of action, to have to deal, which action means dealing with the physical world. Most mitzvos ma'asiyos, we refer to them as commandments that deal with action. The parasha of tzitzis, l'man tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosoi. That's why we notice in all these topics that the Torah talks to us about after the Meraglim, the Torah stresses action. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, v'asisem isha la'Hashem, la'asois re'ach nichoyach la'Hashem, o'ilo ayel ta'ase, v'yayin la'nesach revi'es ahin ta'ase, v'chisase ven boker o'ilo izovach. Over and over again, asiya, asiya, everything, kamispar asher ta'asu, kocha ta'asu, kolo ezrach yase kocha, v'oso isha re'ach nichoyach la'Hashem. The same in the negative. If you don't do, this is what will happen. Even by the tzitzis, so Rashi says, the eye sees the heart desires, and the body does the averus. Because looking in the wrong place causes desires which lead to evil action, evil ma'asa. Even the story with the Mekoshesh Eitzim says, Kavanosa was L'shem Shemayim. He meant L'shem Shemayim, especially according to the opinion that it was Tzlavchad, as Tosfos brings down in the Bava Basra. He did it L'shem Shemayim. He said, why was he punished? Because Bezdin only judges by what they see. They only see the action. The action was an action of Chilul Shabbos. It doesn't matter what his intention was, even though if his intention was lofty, and of course he goes straight to Gan Eden. But as far as the action, which is the main thing in this world, he was a Mechal Shabbos, and therefore he's Chayiv Misa. V'hoyolachem letzitzes u'risem oisem, u'zachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, v'asisem oisem, action. Loi ha-midrash ikar elo ha-ma'asa. Godol Talmud shemevi lidei ma'asa. That's what the Meraglim didn't understand. They felt that Kriyashma without tefillin. What's the idea of Kriyashma without tefillin? Kriyashma is from the greatest mitzvahs, first Mishnah and Brachas, May Masai Koyon es Shema Ba'arvis, Emuna, Achdus Hashem. What could be greater than that? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yahavtes Hashem Elokecha. We're going to think about Hashem all day, we're going to unify His name, we're going to love Hashem, we're going to fear Hashem, we're going to sanctify Hashem. But without action, that's Kriyas Shema without tefillin. Tefillin denotes action, especially tefillin shel yad, the tefillin on the hand. The hand is what we do things with. Tefillin shel rosh also, the tefillin shel rosh are on the head, but the straps go all the way down, it says below the navel, symbolizing that we have to take all the loftiest thoughts and bring it down into this world. That's tefillin. Someone who reads the Shema without the tefillin, meaning that he serves Hashem in mind and spirit and heart, but not in action, is like a carbon without libations. What's the concept of nesachim? The pouring of wine, where was it poured? It was poured on the Mizbeach to go all the way down, under to hit the ground, and then further down into the depths, into the Tehom. Unlike the carbon, which was put on the Mizbeach to go up, the Nesachim goes down. And that's why Chazal compare Tefillin to Nesachim, Kriya Shema to Ola. Kriya Shema is spiritual, it's thought, it's what we're thinking, it's our emotions, it's love of Hashem, fear of Hashem, Achdus Hashem, Emunah b'Hashem, without the mitzvahs ma'asios, without the action. There were many who said this on a different note. This was not to compare Chas V'Shalom to the Meraglim. Meraglim were not reform or conservative, l'havdil elef havdolos. But you heard this throughout the generations. As long as I have a Jewish heart, who cares about the rituals? Which is also a big mistake, tremendous mistake. But this is different. They're on a much higher level here. They didn't want to. It wasn't that they didn't want to do the rituals. They felt that they are much closer to Hashem, b'machshava u'b'diba, which are much closer garments, as the Sfarim say, the gimel levushei ha'nefesh, the three garments of the soul are thought, speech, and action. Thought is the most delicate and the closest to the spiritual, then comes speech, then comes action. They felt that they can serve Hashem better with thought and speech rather than have to lower themselves into the world of action. Because they were worried about what it will lead them to. That itself tells us how great they were. Who would think today putting on tefillin will cause me to have a yerida? Doing a mitzvah because it's an action will cause me to have a yerida? That's how far removed you are from such a concept. But they who were constantly 24/7 thinking about Hashem, they felt that machshava dibur, not only it's sufficient, but as long as we're in that realm, we will not sin. Once we have to deal with the physical world, when you put on tefillin, where does tefillin come from? It comes from an animal. It comes from the hide of an animal, the parchment. You have to deal with the physical world. We have to go out into the world, eat normal food. That's why we learn about challah here. V'hoya ba'acholcha milechem ha'oretz tarimu srumu la'Hashem, says the pasuk. Hashem doesn't want lechem min hashamayim. He wants us to eat normal bread that you bake in an oven. Lechem min ha'oretz. And v'hoya ba'acholcha milechem ha'oretz tarimu srum ala Hashem. As Svarim taich v'yosuru es eretz kenan. See, even in eretz, there's a yisron, there's an advantage dealing with artzius. The Hashem wants us to deal with the physical, with the materialistic, and elevate it. V'yosuru es eretz kenan. Toiva ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid, the Meraglim, the Yehoshua and Kalev said. The Meraglim didn't say that. Yehoshua and Kalev said that dealing with Artzius is great, it's very, very, it's not only ma'od, it's toiva ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid, more than that. That's the goal, that's the purpose. Hashem sent us to this world on a shlichus, and that shlichus is to deal with the physical world, because otherwise what do we have a body for? He put us in a body. Could ask the same question. Why put us in a body? It's possible that we're going to fall. Not only that, but the neshama, which is a nefesh ha'elikis, chelek elikami ma'al, becomes tainted and can get ruined in the body. I mean, that's what happens. It could happen. It doesn't have to happen, but it could happen. So it's a tremendous risk to put the neshama in a body. It's a risk to have to go out into the world. It's a risk to leave Har Sinai. It's a risk for Noach to go out of the Teva, as we mentioned those weeks, that Noach didn't want to go out of the Teva for the same reason, wanted to stay in the confines of the most probably the discomfort of the Teva because of the ruchnius that existed there, the reyach of Gan Eden and of Lo'asid Lovay that was there, but that's not what Hashem wanted. Same in our Teva, you have to go out and you have to repopulate and you have to build a new world. So now it's time to go down into the world. That's the avoda of Tammuz. Tammuz, even though it happened as a result of the Chet HaEgel, but that is the way it has to be now. That after Sivan comes Tammuz, until Mashiach comes, there is an avoda to deal with the outside world, even when Mashiach comes, but then of course everything is in Kedusha itself. Now there's the avoda to go down into the physical world and elevate it, and not separate from it. Some things we do have to separate from. That which is ra, we have to separate from. But at the same time, in Yonei Rishus, Achila, Shasiya have to be used for Avodas Hashem, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, b'chol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim, and that's the shlichus of a yid in this world. That's why the whole parsha is called shlach, because that's the shlichus of a yid in this world is uzachartem is called mitzvahs Hashem va'asisem oisem, that you have to do the mitzvahs, and that was the chet hameraglim. They don't want to deal with that. They felt that it's too dangerous, too risky. We're going to fall. And that led to lack of emunah. They didn't believe. Not that they didn't believe that Hashem can do it. Of course Hashem can do it. What's the havamina? We know that Hashem can do it. They didn't know that Hashem can do it. They were worried about, they didn't believe in themselves. They were worried that they're going to fall and that Hashem is not going to conquer the land for them, which is what happened. That did happen later on. They weren't wrong. When they would sin, as we see throughout Yehoshua and Shoiftim, that when they were not doing what they were supposed to, the Goyim took over. So their fears were justified. Amalek Yoshev Ve'eretz HaNegev Efes Ki Asam HaYoshev Ki Chazaku Mimenu. Really what they're saying is it's too difficult for us suddenly to go from such high levels of spirituality and plummet into Artzius and Gashmius. Look at these grapes, look at these pomegranates and these figs.
Could you say it's a decon?
Huh?
Could you say it's a decon? The depression?
It led to that. They felt like there's no hope. If we're going to do this, we're definitely going to fall. We're not going to be able to deal with this. That was the lack of emunah. Not that they didn't believe that Hashem can conquer the land. He won't, because we're going to fall. They didn't believe in themselves. That there was more that than lack of emunah in Hashem. So the whole story leads up to the topics that are discussed afterwards. The Nesachim, Chala, and Tzitzis. So we see from this Gemara, it's like an oil without a zebach without nesachim. A carbon without nesachim is similar to kriyashma without tefillin, to mitzvahs being performed on the spiritual realm rather than in the physical world. The nesachim, the idea of the nesachim is pouring the wine down. It's yored, it says l'shitin. The shitin are the foundations from where the world was created, bereshis, barashis, down into the depths. The whole purpose of why Hashem created the world and why He gave us the Torah was that it should affect all the way down to the bottom. You read the Dira B'tachtonim, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. That's the whole idea. Hashem gave us the Torah, kept us on the highest levels of Kedusha for almost a year. Now it's time to go out. I've prepared you, I've gave you enough spirituality that you can go out to the world and you can deal with it. Like someone who gets married, he learns a year or two and then he's able to go out into the world. Or even if he doesn't, he learned in yeshiva enough and was given the proper tools to be able to go out into the world. Even the world today, as difficult as it is, and he should be able to, if he has the right background and is connected, to be able to deal with the outside world. That's the shlichus of a yid. Otherwise, why did Hashem send a neshama into this world in the first place? Why does the neshama have to enter a body? So someone who does not do that, or like the meraglim who didn't want to enter into that shlichus, are lacking nesachim. That's why the tikkun for the chet hameraglim is the mitzvah of nesachim, the pouring of the wine down, all the way down. Not unlike the carbon goes up, where sacrifice the carbon, and that goes up. That's melmaila lamata, as the svarim say. While nesachim is melmata lamaila, from down up. And as we go all the way down, and from there we go up. We deal with the gashmius, with the artzius, and we elevate ourselves. And that's what the Torah has to permeate. The Torah has to go all the way into all levels, even down below. Naftali, Naphtali is Isis Nafalti. Pasuk says in Micha, Ki Nafalti Kamti. The neshama entering this world is a nafila. It's definitely a nafila. It's a yerida. It's a nafila. But it's a nafila. Ki sheva yipal tzadik v'kam. It's a necessary fall in order to be able to rise. It's a nafila, yerida l'tzayrach aliyah. Naphtali is really the lowest of the Shvatim, together with Don. Don, the Machana Don ends with Naphtali. So Naphtali is really the end of the Machana Don. By Naphtali it says, Naphtali Ayala Shlucha, Hanoisein Imre Shofer, says the Targum Yonason there, that as the Gemara says in Soita, that Naphtali was the one who ran to get the deed, that in that deed was written, that the Maaros HaMachpelah belongs to Yaakov, that he bought it from Esav, because Esav contested it when they brought Yaakov to be buried there. So Naphtali ran to get the shtar. So Naphtali is associated with the Mapola of Esav. The other Targum Yonason says also that Naphtali was the one who was the deliverer, he was the mavaser of the Besura Toiva to Yaakov, that owed Yosef Chai. Since he ran the quickest, he was the fastest, Naphtali Ayola Shlucha. So he ran to tell Yaakov that owed Yosef Chais, and the Mepharshim there is, wasn't it Serach Bas Osher who did it? They discuss it, that he came there first, then she came and she sang. But Naphtali is associated with Besurais Toivais, as right here we read about the Nesachim, Kol HaKoyre Kriyash Mebalei Tfilin. Tfilin is Isis Naphtali. Tfilin is the same letters as Naphtali. The Tfilin, as mentioned before, teach us that we have to enter into the world of action, that's the shlichus of a yid, Naphtali Ayala Shlucha, that a person has to lower himself into the world of action, and only via that can he connect himself to Hashem. Naphtali is from the words Naftulei Elohim Niftalti, as Zilpah, whoever it was that called him that when he was born, he's Zilpah's child. So she says, Naftulei Elohim Niftalti Gam Yocholti. Rashi says, Chibur Emeis Hamokim Nischabarti Emachoisi. A lotion of Chibur. Tfilin is also, as Sfarim say, Tfilin comes from the word Naftulei Elohim Niftalti. They connect Tfilin to Naphtali, not just because it's the same letters, but that through the Tfilin, through Tfila also, we connect to Hashem. Tfila, like you have in Mishnayis and Kalim, Hatoifel Klicheres, it means to connect. To solidify, to connect. Naphtali, therefore, is Tammuz is the month in which we go down. Tachas Mokom Uzman. It is a Yerida in Zman, and it's the month in which we have to deal with the outside world. We're leaving Sivan, the month of Matan Torah, the month that we were Prushim, to the point that they even had to complain, Hisavutava. They were Prushim, like they were by Har Sinai, only eating the munz and not knowing what's going on in the outside world. Now comes Tammuz, that we have to go down into the world, that's part of the Shlichas, and take all that spirituality that we experience on Har Sinai and bring it into the outside world. Take the Kedusha of Sivan and bring it into Tammuz. And that's the Avodah of Tammuz. The Avodah of Tammuz is to be Mehapech the Gashmius into Ruchmius, but in order to do that, we have to deal with the Gashmius. The Venahapoichu Asher Yishlatu Ayehudim Heima, which is really, as we mentioned before, tonight, tomorrow, Chav Gimel Sivan, as mentioned in Megillas Esther, is the Avoida of Chodesh Tammuz. The Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz is in the words Ze Einenu Shoveli, which is a pasuk in Megillas Esther of all places. The only Tzir of Shem Havaya of any month that's in Megillas Esther is Tammuz. Why should it be Tammuz? It should be Adar. No, it's Tammuz. Because that's the Avodah of Tammuz. We have to do to Tammuz what Mordechai and Esther did to Adar. Adar was originally under the domain of Esav too, and it was turned around during the Nes of Purim. According to the Arizal, Adar is Naphtali. Because Naphtali traveled last, so he's the 12th. And Adar is the last month from Nisan. According to the Ariz Dvash, it's Tammuz. Tammuz fell lower than Adar, because Adar was under the domain of Esav, but there weren't any fast days in Adar. Adar wasn't a month associated with Churban. Zayin Adar, yes, Misas Moshe Rabbeinu, but the actual Shviras Haluchos which we read about that on Zion Adar, that when the Torah describes to us how great Moshe Rabbeinu was on Zion Adar, the greatest of what he did was Shvirus Haluchos, because that saved Klal Yisrael. But that act, the Shvirus Haluchos, is in Tammuz. Egel is Tammuz. Meraglim, most of their journey, is Tammuz. Hufka Ohair is Tammuz. That's the Nefila. Naftali, Oisius Nafalti, Oisius Tfilin. We have to go down. And we fall. When we enter Tammuz, we fall, but it's an afila that leads to a kimak, you know, falti kamti, as Micha says. And perhaps that's the connection to Naftali. We end the parsha with, and that's the Besura Toiva, that Naftali ran to give over the Besura to Yaakov, that Oid Yosef Chai, even though Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, he fell. He was a Mitzrayim. That's where he had his aliyah. That's where he passed his Nisoyim. That's where he becomes Yosef HaTzadik, Davke in Mitzrayim. He had to deal with more than just the outside world. He had to deal with Ervas Ha'oretz. In Tammuz, Naftali, Nafalti, the Besura Toiva here that comes right after the story of the Meraglim, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, V'marta Alim, Kisavoyu El Eretz Marshvaseichem, Bisalem, Sheyichnesu La'oretz. What's the Besura Toiva? The Besura Toiva is you will be able to go and deal with the Arzias, you will conquer the land, meaning you will conquer the temptations, you will be able to deal with the outside world, you'll be able to deal with the Arzias, with the Gashmias, and elevate, which is the purpose of why Hashem sent us into this world in the first place. Not only the tefillin are merames to that, but the tzitzis that we come to at the end of the parasha is merames to that. The tzitzis, which is on the bottom of the beged, v'hoya lochem letzitzis u'reisem oisa, he was zecharetem eskol mitzvah Hashem. So it says that pasuk here, v'asu lehem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeihem l'dayroisam. Just got a message that we should all say Tehillim for Rav Yosef Shalom ben Chaya Moshe. It seems he's in a very, very serious condition now. Rabbi Eliashiv, what's happening in the mind now, as we're learning, as we're discussing in the parasha, that, and whoever's listening to this, that Rav Yosef Shalom ben Chaya Moshe should have a refuah shalom. He needs rachamei shamayim. So tzitzis is on the bottom of the beged, the bottom, like the nesachim go down. The tzitzis is on the bottom of the beged. In fact, the minhag was that the tzitzis says even roll on the ground. They would wear tzitzis that the fringes were actually touching the ground. Remez, we have to deal with the arzius. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof pesil techeles. Pesil is the shorish of Naftali, is pesil. Psil techeles, and the tzitzis remind us that the asisem oisam, that you shall do the mitzvahs, and the loisa suru achrei lebavchem v'achrei nechem, which will lead to action that is wrong. The haguf oisas haaveiros, and then again l'man tiskeru v'asisem es kol mitzvos, and only then v'yisem kedoshim le'elokeichem, and that's the message to the meraglim. The meraglim, they believe that in order to be kadosh, we have to be muvdol from this world. And we don't deal with the outside world, and we don't deal with even mitzvos ma'asiyos, Torah without mitzvos. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Kuftes, kol ha'omer ein loy ela Torah, afilu Torah ein loy. Someone says, all I have is Torah, even that he doesn't have. The Torah has to affect the gashmias as well. It's not enough to be in the oilam esel yoinim, as the Meraglim wanted, as that door wanted to remain. And the Olam Yisrael Yoinim, they have to go down into this Olam Hazeh HaGashmi and deal with mitzvahs ma'asiyos, and through that elevate the world, sanctify the world, and make the world a receptacle for the Shekhinah, in order that this could be the place where there is this Galus Malchus Shamayim, as it will be immediately when Mashiach will come. L'man tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvahisoy v'yisem kedoshim le'elokechem. Davka through asiyah, are we zeicher to kedusha? The lowest of the three garbs of machshava, dibur, u'maisa. Maisa is the lowest garment of the neshama, but it's through that garment of the neshama, which is asiyah of the gimel of ushei nefesh, that we connect to Hashem on the highest level. Kol agavaya gavaya b'yoisa yored l'mata mata yoisa. The higher something is, the lower it goes. The fact that it comes down into gashmias only shows how high the source of it is. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hitzeisi eschem May Eretz Mitzrayim liyos lachem le'elokim. In Mitzrayim they couldn't do mitzvahs ma'asiyos. They could learn. In Mitzrayim they were able to learn, perhaps in the free time that they had, they could think, they could contemplate. But mitzvahs ma'asiyos they couldn't do in Mitzrayim. As we see throughout the ages, throughout all the persecutions, the nations would always try to prevent us from doing mitzvahs. As we saw in communist Russia not long ago, it was prohibited to do any mitzvahs, certainly not mitzvahs ma'asiyos, because subconsciously they knew that that's what connects a Jew to Hashem, mitzvahs ma'asiyos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeitzi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Le'elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then we read the Haftarah where Yehoshua sends Meraglim, but these Meraglim did follow the Kavana. They went with the intention of conquering the land, with the intention of dealing with the Artzias and the Gashmias, meeting up with Rochav, who later marries Yehoshua ben Nun. Rochav, who was once a Zayna, for 40 years she was a Zayna, the lowest of the low. Yet she marries Yehoshua and she becomes not only part of Am Yisrael, but the predecessor, she's the ancestor of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, it says, is a descendant of Rochav HaZoyna. Total Hisapcha, we see in this. Rochav is totally turned around in Ahapaychu. Just the mere fact that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael affected Rochav. Rochav says here, as we see in the Haftarah, she tells the two spies who come, she says, Shamanu es Hashahoivish, we heard what Hashem did, how he dried up the Yamsuf, and what you did to the nations, Tzichon and Og. Vanishma vayimas levavenu, v'dol koma oiv ruach b'ish b'penechem, ki Hashem olekechem, hu elikim b'ashamayim imalvi aloris mitochas. Already there's an accomplishment. As soon as before Klal Yisrael even entered the land, they already are affecting by Rochav being transformed and becoming the wife of Yehoshua ben Nun, the one who takes us into Eretz Yisrael, the one who fulfills the mission, the one who does not sin with the other Meraglim, as we see in this passage, together with Kolev, Yehoshua and Kolev, who are from Yosef and Yehuda, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David come from these two who did not sin by the chait of the Meraglim. The Kohanim, Levi wasn't sent at all, so it's like he's not part of that. They would be zeichet to fulfill the kavana. That's the purpose. The purpose is that we should do the Ratzah in Hashem. Sometimes we think we know better. We have to. The Ratzah in Hashem is not necessarily what we think is the Ratzah in Hashem. It's what we are told by the way we are guided by our Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Das Torah that they had to follow. With all their intentions and lofty intentions. If Moshe Rabbeinu says, now is the time to go into Eretz Yisrael, now is the time to deal with Gashmias, that's what we have to do. Despite that we're worried that we're going to fall, and who knows what's going to happen, that's what has to be done. That's the Ratzon Hashem, to submit ourselves to the Ratzon of the Chachamim, L'Kayim Banu Chachma Yisrael. We should be Zoychataka to enter Eretz Yisrael, to be Mamale, the Kavona, and that Tammuz is Begematria Melech HaMashiach, we should be Zoychataka that this Tammuz will be nishapeich v'nahapeichu asher yishlatu ayyudim heima b'soyneihem yehofchu yomim eilu l'sosin l'simcha l'moyadim toivim, and Tammuz will become the month that it was destined to be when we were supposed to receive the first luchos, which that madrega we're going to reach la'asad lovaik in ofalti kamti, Klal Yisrael will rise kum lo nafla od besula kum besulas Yisrael lo nafla, that Klal Yisrael will not fall anymore but will only rise. May we be zeichet to see all that with our eyes. Be'enei basar, v'sechazena, in'enei b'shulcha l'tzion, b'rachamim. I just got...